From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. For our summer reading series this week, we spoke with Paul Serino, a paleontologist at the University of Chicago. Serino made news this past week with his announcement in India of the discovery of Rajasaurus narmadensis, a new carnivorous dinosaur species. Serino said he enjoys reading, but that wasn't always the case.
I struggled as a kid in school. I was fairly much of a failure. I never liked reading. It never came naturally to me. I ended up learning on the side.
Serino said that he tends to choose books which will make him better at a particular sport or physical activity.
It is indeed possible to train yourself and learn incredible things from a book. You have to find the most technical ones.
Serino trained himself to run a marathon by reading Galloway's book on running by runner Jeff Galloway.
And I estimated my very first marathon within 4 minutes of what I ended up doing. And that's, of course, the trick to running the best race you can possibly run and stay in one piece. And this book has enough technical information that ultimately I could train myself to try and achieve that in the time that I had. Try to understand what your body's telling you about what you can do and take it to the very edge.
In 1988, Serino gained fame with the discovery in Argentina of a well-preserved specimen of Herrerasaurus, an early dinosaur. Serino says he likes to read about the adventures and discoveries of other paleontologists. He recently enjoyed Dragon Hunter, Charles Gallenkamp's biography of the explorer and pioneer paleontologist Roy Chapman Andrews.
I, more or less as a student, sort of went in his footsteps to pick up the pieces of the fossils that he found and take it from there in the early part of my career. And this was the first detailed biography that's really ever written about him. And it's just a fascinating tale of how a guy got mixed up in World War I and saw the steppes of Asia and found himself in a museum later on and tied the two together and pulled off some of the greatest expeditions of the early 20th century.
In a forthcoming book, Serino will tell the story of one of his expeditions, his first trip to Africa, which took him across the Sahara with 6 tons of bone. He encountered bandits and fell in love with the woman who became his wife. Serino said that in preparing his book, he found inspiration in the works of writer Bruce Chatwin, especially in Patagonia.
He writes in these little vignettes. He doesn't tell a blow-by-blow account of something that's happening. He starts with the wrinkled face of a Welshman down in Patagonia, and he paints the texture, and every sentence is beautifully done. And then you find yourself somewhere else, and it's a great passage through his adventures rather than sort of like a blow-by-blow chronological account.
Paul Serino is a professor in the Department of Organismal Biology and Anatomy at the University of Chicago. He's spending the next 2 months on an expedition in the African nation of Niger. To learn more about Professor Serino's summer reading choices and those of the other people we've profiled this summer, please visit our website at npr.org.